I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Podcast Network Asia.
Actually, nag-start kami from our success. Sabi nga nila, di ba, success is walking from failure after failure after failure. Lagi ko itong sinasabi sa TikTok ko kung napapanood ng mga sweeties ko dito. Kung merong nanonood that galing ako from broke, unemployed, utang dito sa Lagoon, grabe yung napagdaanan namin talaga. Naging OFW kami, naging manager ako, pero marami talagang bagay yung mangyayari sa buhay natin na hindi natin inaasahan or mga unexpected things talaga. So nag-ibang bansa kami, akala ko doon na kami yayaman, and then we end up, may nangyari, and then kinailangan namin umuwi dito sa Pilipinas, naganda utang-utang kami, pero giving up is not an option for me. Nagtinda ako ng avocado, yung savings ko na natitira na sobrang konti na lang pagdating ng avocado, king laki ng bayabas. Grabe yung pagkaluge ng dinanas ko. Imagine, konti na lang yung savings mo pagdating na avocado, king laki ng bayabas. Nag-try akong mag-ukay-ukay. Pagbukas ko ng ukay-ukay bill, minalas ako, hindi maganda yung bill. Failure na naman. Tapos, nangyari pa, sinanla ko yung sing-sing ko kasi wala na kaming pambili ng diapers. Hanggang sa, kailangan ko mamili. Sasanla ko ba itong sing-sing na to or magugutom yung anak ko?
And good evening, good morning, good afternoon to wherever you are listening or watching me from all over the Philippines and from all over the world. And welcome to my podcast, the RJ Ledesma Podcast. Now, in my podcast, I like to interview the country's pioneering business personalities and up-and-coming entrepreneurs to learn more about how they think about doing business. What are their success secrets? Can they share those same success secrets with all of us? How have they innovated, pivoted their businesses during the pandemic? But more importantly, what businesses do they see emerging in our new normal? Is there a business personality or an entrepreneur that you would like me to interview here on the podcast? Please do let me know. I would love to hear from them as well. Just drop me a message. Just to let you know, we are also live right now on Kumu and on YouTube. And before we continue here tonight, are you tired of bank transfer fees and low interest rates? Then say hello to GoTime Bank. GoTime Bank offers interest rates 50 times higher than traditional banks and offers 3 free bank transfers to other banks per week. With GoTime Bank, you can make quick and easy transfers to other banks, plus enjoy higher interest rates of 3% per year on your savings. No minimum amount. No deposit caps, and no need to complete tasks or missions. Plus, as a Gokongwei Group Bank, you can trust GoTime Bank to keep your money safe and secure. Just download the GoTime Bank app today and experience the next level of banking. Or you can also visit www.gotime.com.ph for details. Again, that's www.gotime.com.ph for more details. This coming weekend, they will be holding the New Bold University. It's a great project, and the person behind this, the founder of this one, the pioneer, is Mr. Ralph Leko, who we interviewed in this podcast a couple of months ago, where he shared how he's been able to grow his own business, the NOAA Project. And you know what? He's brought together a lot of like-minded people and fellow entrepreneurs to inspire more entrepreneurs and create a multiplier effect of brave new entrepreneurs, especially during this new normal period. And the project he has is called the New Bold University. The New Bold University is a locally inspired version of the Silicon Valley-based Singularity University. Now, NBU is a transformational pop-up campus. And it's designed to have a curriculum that aims to, quote-unquote, hone and unleash a person's potential by uncovering their strengths, their personality, their passions, and their unique gifts. After that one, they accelerate all those gifts. This coming NBU will be March 1 to 4, 2023 at the University of the Philippines Diliman campus in Quezon City. Again, as I say that one, I'd like to ask Julia, please flash on the screen right now. If you'd like to sign up for the New Bold University, you can visit their website. The website to use is www.newboldu.com for those who want to sign up. That's newboldu.com. At the same time, if you're on Facebook here right now listening to us and you want to sign up, all you have to do, again, go visit them on Facebook. Let's show their Facebook account over here. That's www.facebook.com/newboldu. Again, this is happening at the University of the Philippines campus in the UP Film Center. So please do join us over there. Now today, I'll have 2 out of the 20 speakers and mentors will be sharing their valuable insights on how to stay market-friendly and relevant, especially during the new normal. My first guest here tonight, I'd like to welcome Ms. Kendy Bautista Esmundo of Kendy Do Sweet Goods. She is a young and driven entrepreneur, and her skills and her innate passion for business helped her grow her business. With just 3,000 pesos capital, she grew her pastillas business. Mga pastillas queen, so growing it to the rest of the country. And together with Kendy over here is Cindy Esmundo, the founder of CC Land World of Sweets, who continues to dominate the e-commerce business with her pastillas. Let's both welcome Cindy and Kendy to the show. Ladies, maraming salamat. Thank you so much for joining me over here in the program. Kendy, Cindy, hello, hello. Thank
hello.
You so much.
Hello. Hello. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi. Nakalagtataka yung mga tao. First of all, you know, when I was preparing for the program here today, I was a bit confused because first of all, sabi ko, but Esmundo yung isa, Esmundo yung isa. At bakit yung negosyo ito pastillas? Yung negosyo ito pastillas rin. I had to clarify with the producers, what's the story over here? So, for the people watching us live, you notice magkamukha sila or they look alike. That's because these ladies are actually twins.
Yeah, we are twins.
Twins. Identical twins ba? Fraternal twins. I guess identical twins, no? Mukha ba?
Depende po sa tumitingin.
Ah, depende sa paniningin ba yan? Oh, sige. Anyway, these lovely ladies are twins and they're both in the pastillas business, which yes. is very interesting. So I want to find out from these ladies here tonight, how exactly or why did they put up similar businesses and how were they able to differentiate their businesses? And let's see, what was their own entrepreneurial journey to grow their business? So first of all, let me just ask, sino mas bata ba sa inyo, Cindy, Kendy? Hindi ko alam. Hindi ko
She called me ate, Kendy. Actually. Ang tawag ko sa akin, ate.
Okay.
Because ako yung unang lumabas.
Ikaw yung unang lumabas. Ikaw yung CC World of Sweets. Tama ba ako?
CC Land.
No, me Kendy is CC World of Sweets. Kendy is Candido.
Yes, Candido. Candido.
Yes. Okay. Can you tell me a bit more, ano ba yung Candido? Can you explain very briefly anong ginagawa ng Candido?
Okay. Candido Sweet Goods is a brand focusing on innovating pagkain Pinoy like pastillas. So, kilala po kami sa paggawa ng mga extraordinary pastillas, especially sa TikTok. So, siguro marami po sa inyo nakakita na ng mga trending street food pastillas natin. So, ginagawa namin yung product, binibigyan namin siya ng art, especially yung pastillas, and innovate it into something extraordinary. So, traditional to innovative pastillas. So, doon po kami nakafocus yung brand namin. More on sweets.
More on sweets. So, that's... You've taken a traditional pastillas and you innovated that a bit more.
Yes, traditional pastillas and innovated into extraordinary pastillas.
And you market this online?
Yes po, Facebook, Shopee, TikTok. So lahat po ng mga platform, pinapasok po namin yan.
Okay, so wala kang brick and mortar store. Everything is being sold lang online. Tama ba ako?
Yes po. Marami po nagtatanong sa amin if may physical store kami. So wala, everything is sold online. Kasi kami gusto po namin very fast moving eh. Online is the future. So walang binabayarang renta. Kaya more on na talaga kami, online business. So wala po talagang physical store.
Okay, thanks so much, Kendy. So ikaw, traditional... Okay. Very a bit artistic innovation
yes.
with your Candido okay. Sweet. Okay. Okay, Cindy naman. Cindy, okay. Ano naman yung negosyo ninyo? Pasensya na lang kasi nalilito ako ng konti. Ikaw yung CC naman.
Yes, ako yung CC Land, yes. Well, anyway, like Candy, any of you guys were wondering, kapag nakikita nyo sa TikTok, marami nagtatanong, uy, kamukha ng Candido Sweet Goods or sa kay Candy, kamukha ng CC Land World of Sweets. Guys, magkaiba po kami. We are twin sister, but we are also selling the same product, which is pastillas. Pero magkaiba kami ng atake. Kung sabi nga ni Candy, who would have thought that a pastillas could grow into something like this. Marami nga nagsasabi sa amin before na, pastillas lang naman yan.
lagi nilang minamaliit na pastillas lang daw naman yung product namin. Pero guys, these pastillas give us a revenue na hindi naman namin pinagmamayabang, pero we sold millions of pastillas online. But wow, just selling online. Yes, I'm so proud na yung pastillas na nilalang lang nila is eto yung pastillas na nagbibigay sa amin ng revenue ngayon that will able to help other employee po. Our product is pastillas. So kagaya nga ni Candy, a traditional pastillas, we put something on it or we call it pastillas with a twist. So who would have thought that a pastillas could be something like pig? Pig pastillas, panda pastillas, at marami pang iba. So i-check nyo po Sisiland World of Sweets para makita nyo kung anong klaseng product yung sinesell namin. Pero guys, Sisiland World of Sweets as of the moment is not just selling pastillas. We are also selling other products like cookies, messy cookies, sampalok, yema, at marami pang mga iba. So gusto namin na from pastillas, marami na din kaming maio-offer. At isa sa mga goal talaga namin is to earn while making an impact. And of course, tangkilikin natin yung gawang Pinoy.
Ama, tanong ko lang sa inyo, Cindy, Candy, pag nakikita ba kayo, nagsasampalan ba kayong dalawa?
Oh, akin ano talaga? Opo, medyo, So, parang typical na sisters po. So, ganyan. Hindi naman nagsasampalan, pero kaming dalawa, medyo magaling kami.
We are both alpha, ganun.
Yes, so we have different alpha.
Yeah, we have different perspective when it comes to life, future, or mga businesses. Pero we respect each other's ideas. Pero hindi kami yung tipo na parang kagaya sa mga napapanood natin sa TV na sukdo lang magsiraan, ganun. Kasi we are in the same industry. No, we respect each other's. And sabi nyo nga, sobrang laki ng market natin here in the Philippines. We are just saturating or we are just... nile-leverage natin yung market.
Ah, okay. Galing ka. Sino mas malakas sumampal? No, joke.
Ako ata, Char.
No, so, and just before we go into the discussion, no, naisip ba ninyo yung pastillas separately? Yung idea, or simula kayo na magkasabay and then nag-separate kayo?
Well, anyway, Sir RJ. Sabay pa. Okay.
Nagsimula po kami ng pastillas business actually. Umpisa pa lang, separate na talaga. But my mom, so yung mommy namin, siya talaga yung nagsimula ng pastillas business namin. So growing up, may traditional pastillas business na yung mom ko. Pero ito yung mga pastillas na nakikita lang natin sa palengke. So yung mga piso-piso, yung may green, yung childhood pastillas natin. So we started the business separately. Kasi sabi nga namin kanina, we are very alpha. So di ba usually ang magkapatid, pag nagsasama, nagbabangayan yan eh. How much more pag twins? So imagine niyo na lang kung paano kaming dalawa. So we decided talaga po that we need to start this business separately para hindi tayo mag-clash together. So kaya naman, even though magkaiba po kami ng company or business, we have different attack pa din. So gaya niya, nagbebenta po siya ng mga panda pastillas. So mo ang cute. Ako naman po, dito sa Candy the Sweet Foods, we are focusing on realistic product like sushi, street food pastillas, at madami pang iba. So, even though parehas kami ng pastillas, makikita talaga ng mga audience or ng market natin, okay, kahit pala pastillas, parehas tinitinda nila, magkaiba palang brand. Kasi kami magkapatid, nagkasundo na po talaga kami, na okay ate, ganito, we have to respect each other, we don't want to treat each other as a competition. Kasi diba, most of the time, tinatanong po kami ng mga tao, parang hindi ba kayo nag-aaway, kompetensya niyo yung bawat isa. But we treat each other as an inspiration. Reminder na kailangan maging inspired kami. Pag susisilan, tumataas, Candy Go, dapat mas ma-inspired din na tumaas. So hindi kami tinitingnan namin na para i-down yung bawat isa. We treat each other as an inspiration. So yun, naging ano talaga po namin, naging parang ano namin, na pag si Candy the Sweet Goods may street food pastillas, hindi ka na pwedeng mag-launch ng street food pastillas. So di ba, we have this limit pa rin na kailangan i-respect natin isa. Kaya bawat isa po sa amin, different product talaga. So iba't ibang variant. Hindi kami nagkakamukha ng product. So it's up to the client, customer, kung kanina po sila bibili sa amin. And we respect that.
Very interesting kasi pag nakikita ko yung story ninyo, no, yung pinakamalapit na business model or negosyo na nakita ko na parang ganito, ay yung noon sa Victoria Court, because Victoria Court, when the business was started, the people who took over eventually ay mga anak ni Archie King, which was, you know, Angie King. Si Angie? Angie King. Pati yung kanyang kapatid si Atticus King. Sila dalawa nagkaroon ng Victoria Court, parang isang half, one half of Metro Manila sa isang kapatid. Isang half ng Metro Manila sa isang kapatid. So they were running both Victoria Court yung brand, but they were running the business separately. So very interesting story that you have over here. More people should be able to study yung mga story kung paano magtrabaho at magnegosyo at makipag-friendly competition yung mga magkakapatid. Okay. So uno-uno sa lahat, bago lahat, gusto kong batiin yung mga nakikinig dito kayo. Maraming salamat sa lahat po ng nanonood live. Guys, thank you so much.
Hey.
Hi guys, we've got over here Lodwin Cabiso. Go Ma'am Cindy, sabi niya dito. And then si Teresita Ventanilla, thank you so much for listening. Okay, very good. Let's go now more into your entrepreneurial story. Sige, unahin ko muna si Candy ngayon bago si Cindy. No? So Candy, ikaw muna. Nakikita ko sa inyong dalawa, one of the common denominators is that nagsimula kayo sa isang household kung saan yung nanay po ninyo ay isang entrepreneur herself.
Yes.
Tama ba ako?
Wow.
And because of this one, did this become for you sort of like the inspiration to become entrepreneurs also? Nag-start ba kayo bilang entrepreneur or nag-career muna kayo?
Well, actually, Sir RJ, wala talaga sa isip namin na mapupunta kami sa business side. Kasi I am dreaming of becoming a flight attendant.
And architecture.
Yes, di talaga namin siya inisip. So you will know more of our story when we tell our journey sa inyo.
Wow. Okay, so ikaw naman si Candy. Oh, Candy, ikaw naman. Hindi ka na-expire maging entrepreneur ng nanay ninyo or bumalik lang yan dahil sa pandemya?
Actually, never on my entire life ko po nung dati po na naisip na magiging business owner ako. Kasi growing up, sabi ko nga yung mom ko, sobrang negosyante niya. Even nung bata talaga kami, parang tinry niya na kami na magbenta ng ice candy, magbenta ng yema sa Arakyo. So bata pa lang kami, talagang lagi niya na kami pinagtitinda kasi pinamulat niya sa amin that if we want something in life, pag may gusto kami makuha, we have to work on it. Na hindi lahat nakukuha sa hingi. Ganon, doon niya kami tinrain. Pero kahit negosyante yung mami namin, never kami dalawang kambal, na naisip po namin na, oh, okay, si Candy, si Cindy magiging negosyante. As in, ni glimpse, wala po talaga. So kasi ako, nag-take up po ako ng architecture. So, architecture graduate. So marami nga po nagsasabi sa akin, si Miss Candy, architect, from arkitekto to arkitekto ng Pastillas. So, natong isipin kasi, yun po talaga. So, hanggang sa bigla na lang, alam mo yung redirection talaga na you found your purpose dito sa negosyo. So, yun po, dun kami. Wala talagang idea, walang any interest. Hanggang sa bigla na lang nangyari po.
Very interesting story. Balikan natin si Cindy ngayon. Okay, Cindy, what was your journey into creating the Pastillas? First sa inyo. And then usually, kinatanong ko sa mga entrepreneur, di ba? Nagsisimula yung mga entrepreneur by asking themselves, what problem am I going to solve? Or in other words, anong nakikita kong opportunity na hindi nakikita ng ibang tao? So ano naging parang problema or what was the irritation sa buhay mo na naging inspiration to create Pastillas as your business?
Okay. Actually, Sir RJ, I would like to share our story kung paano kami nagsimula or paano ko ba nakita yung Pastillas na pwede palang mag-grow into this. So guys, sa mga nanonood ngayon, I will tell, siguro bilisan ko lang, baka makain ko na naman yung oras. Bilisan ko lang. Actually, nag-start kami from our success. Sabi nga nila, di ba, success is walking from failure after failure after failure. Lagi ko itong sinasabi sa TikTok ko kung napapanood ng mga sweeties ko dito. Kung merong nanonood that galing ako from broke, unemployed, utang dito, San Lagoon, grabe yung napagdaanan namin talaga. Naging OFW kami, naging manager ako. Pero marami talagang bagay yung mangyayari sa buhay natin na hindi natin inaasahan. Or mga unexpected things talaga. So nag-ibang bansa kami, akala ko doon na kami yayaman and then we end up, may nangyari and then kinailangan namin umuwi dito sa Pilipinas, nagganda utang-utang kami. Pero giving up is not an option for me. Nagtinda ako ng avocado, yung savings ko na natitira na sobrang konti na lang pagdating ng avocado, tinglaki ng bayabas. Grabe yung pagkaluge ng dinanas ko. Imagine, konti na lang yung savings mo pagdating ng avocado, tinglaki ng bayabas. Nag-try akong mag-ukay-ukay. Pagbukas ko ng ukay-ukay bill, minalas ako, hindi maganda yung bill. Failure na naman. Tapos nangyari pa, sinanla ko yung sing-sing ko kasi wala na kaming pambili ng diapers. Hanggang sa, kailangan ko mamili, isasanla ko ba itong sing-sing na to or magugutom yung anak ko? Hanggang sa I chose na isanla yung sing-sing namin kasi ganun kami kalugmok before. Hanggang sa hindi na namin natubos yung sing-sing na wedding ring namin na grabe yung pinagdaanan talaga namin hanggang sa utang dito, sanda doon, yung laptop ko, labas na. So, Sir RJ, yes, ganun po kami kagipit before. So sa mga nanonood, I think maraming mai-inspire na kapag nandyan kayo sa ganyan level, merong pag-asa guys. As long as you are willing to put the work in.
So dito na pumapasok yung sa pastillas. Nag-pandemic pa, nakahanap ng trabaho yung asawa ko, pero unfortunately, saglit lang yon, natanggal siya sa trabaho because of the pandemic. So dito ko na natagpuan si Cici Lan. So my mom recommend me na, anak, bakit di mo na lang itry magpastillas? So I was like, pastillas? Lumaki ako growing up na yung mother ko marunong siyang gumawa ng pastillas, nagsasal sa palengke, pero never in my mind na I think na magbabenta ako ng pastillas. So eto yung sinasabi na parang, I have no choice but to survive. Kasi pandemic yon, wala akong pagkakakitaan. Pero sabi ko, okay, this is it. I will make this bigger. So etong pastillas na to, tinapangan ko yung hiya ko. Chinat ko yung mga kaibigan ko. Guys, bili na kayong pastillas. You know what? Ang daming hindi pumansin. Kasi pastillas, ang daming nagtitinda ng pastillas sa market. So I want these pastillas to be something unique. So nag-sell ako. Luckily, may mga naniwala naman. Bumili na isa ay nasarapan. So sabi ko, paano kaya tong pastillas na to na magiging parang kalidad na pwedeng pang international? Kasi dito sa Pilipinas, marami sa atin yung parang ini-echapwera lang yung pastillas. Kasi pastillas lang naman yan eh. Pero gusto ko na yung product ko maging tatak Pinoy na maipagmamalaki na OMG, eto ay gawang Pinoy na something na pwedeng ipang-compete internationally, na something magiging proud naman tayo. So sabi ko, etong pastillas na to na kinalakihan, or even yung childhood pa lang natin, nabibili na natin, why not kaya i-innovate ko to into something cute? So, nag-try kami, Sir RJ, na gumawa ng pastillas na alala ko, burger. So, sabi ko, bakit kaya hindi ko i-turn tong pastillas na to into something unique? So, gumawa ako ng burger. So, nung pinost ko to online, ang daming hindi naniniwala, oh, talaga, pastillas ba yan? So, dun ko nakita na, ay, grabe, yung curiosity ng tao na, ay, etong pastillas, pwede pala hanggang sa gumawa na kami ng pig, panda at marami pang iba. Hanggang sa
mukhang burger siya? Yung pastillas, yes, mukhang burger lang?
Yes, mukhang burger po talaga siya. Pastillas that looks like burger na merong mga fillings. Actually, nag-start kami in selling cheese pastillas eh. So, yun palang nasarapan na ng mga tao. So, sabi ko, I want these pastillas na something na magkakapagbigay ng ngiti sa tao, not just in the tummy, but also in the eyes, na pag nakita nila, wow. Kasi aminin natin, Sir RJ, people nowadays, they want something new eh. Like pastillas, okay, pastillas. If you sell me pastillas, okay, I can buy pastillas in other store. Pero when you give them pastillas that's something unique and extraordinary, they will get curious eh. Oh, bago to sa market ah. So they will love that pastillas and they will get curious. And kapag nasarapan sila, kasi nowadays, sobrang dali na mag-market eh. People will market your product kapag na-satisfy mo sila. And yung in-start namin na pinost yung pastillas namin na mukhang pig, mukhang panda, nagugulat yung tao, oy, ang galing naman ng Sisilan, sobrang unique na to. And they are sharing our products hanggang sa iba't ibang TV network na yung kumokontakt sa amin na, oh, oo nga no, sinong mag-aakala na yung pastillas na nilalang lang natin before ay po pwede palang mag-grow into something like this at tatangkilikin ng tao. Na ako na from unemployed, broke, utang dito, imagine unemployed kami before and now we are providing jobs to people na nasa 40 people na yung employee, yung mga employee namin. So nakakatuwa na etong pastillas na to, this give us way para maging successful kami. So guys, kung meron man kayo dyan ng mga product na naiisip, all you have to do talaga is to take action. Kasi guys, kapag marami tayong ideas at hindi natin yan piniperform, asahan mo magiging ano lang yan, mapaparalysis lang yan or matutulog lang. Sabi ko nga, kapag may idea ka, gawin mo na or else magiging hallucination lang lahat ng ideas na.
Ganda niyan, Cindy. Cindy, wala, di kayo makapadala sa akin ng pastilles para patikman ko naman. So, talagang burger pastilles ninyo.
Papadala namin kayo. Don't worry. Papadala namin kayo ng lahat ng klase. Not just the pastilles, of course. Gusto ko din matikman niyo yung cookies
but
ng...
Where can they find your store online? Hindi panalagay pala dito. You can type it there. But where can they find your store online, Cindy?
Okay, guys. Para sa mga nanonood dito, and if you are curious kung ano bang klaseng product yung sinesell namin or naku-curious ka, ah, talaga, pastilles, pwede palang maging ganito to. So guys, all you have to do is search nyo kami sa aming TikTok, Sisilan World of Sweets, or sa Facebook, Sisilan World of Sweets Main. So doon, makikita nyo yung ating mga product. And pwede kayong mag-order sa Shopee and TikTok shop namin. Actually, Sir RJ, nag-start lang kami sa reseller, distributor, hanggang sa nakita ko yung potential sa e-commerce. Dito na talaga na-experience namin na nagla-live kami, 8 figures, 7 figures, in just 3 hours yung kinikita namin. So nakakatuwang isipin na ay grabe, as long as pala na naniwala ka that this product or naniwala ka sa sarili mo na kaya mo to, mangyayari talaga siya.
Ikaw naman, saan namin mabibili yung mga produkto mo naman, Candy?
Okay, so mabibili niyo po yung mga product namin sa Candy the Sweet Goods. All you have to do is to type Candy the Sweet Goods on TikTok. So ayan, makikita niyo yung mga trending na pastillas namin dyan. Mga street food, sushi na pastillas, lobsters, lechon, at marami pang iba, sintuhog-tuhog na pastillas na mukha talagang realistic. So ayan siya. Ayan. Candy the Sweet Goods TikTok. Meron din po tayong FB page, Candy the Sweet Goods Main Branch. At TikTok, Candy the Sweet Goods Main.
Ayan. O Candy, ngayon naman, gusto kong malaman yung story mo naman. So alam ko yung story ng sister mo. Unemployed, talagang baon na sa utang. But then, nung sinabi ng mami pastillas, at least parang nabuhay ulit yung entrepreneurial spirit na nakuha niya si mami mo. Hindi mo nang alam, di ba? Sometimes kasi sa bahay lang yan, hindi mo alam kung pasok sa utak mo yan, di ba? Ikaw naman, Candy, ba't ka napasok sa pastillas mula pagiging isang architect, graduate, pumasok ka dyan sa pagiging isang candy maker?
Opo, ayan. So imagine, sweeties, I want to share you my story. So for sure, maraming nakakaranas na to, especially yung nakagraduate ka sa gantong course pero iba yung naging landas mo. So ako, graduate po ako ng architecture sa Tarlac State University, and marami talaga nagsasabi sa akin, ano ba yan, Candy? Graduate ka pa naman ng architecture, pero bakit nasa pastillas business ka lang? So imagine, the quote-unquote pastillas lang. So we heard that many times. Marami talaga mga tao nagsasabi sa akin yan. And yung question niyo po kanina, sabi ko nga, ako yung tipo ng tao na sobrang mahihain before. Siguro ng mga elementary, high school, talagang manegosyo kaming magkapatid. Kasi sabi ko nga, parang pinagbebenta kami. Pag hindi kami nagbenta, kukurutin kami ni mami. Pero sobrang thankful kami sa sobrang experience na yon. Kasi doon kami natuto. My mom teaches us a lot of lessons in life. Pero nung nag-start kami mag-college, alam niyo po yung nagdadalaga pa, bebe, nakakahiyang magbenta. Pero this was the darkest moment in my life. Sabi nga, di ba, ang pinakamadilim na part ng gabi, ito yung paliwanag na. So pag madaling araw, malapit ng sumikat yung araw, yun na yung pinaka-darkest time. And I experienced ko siya. So during my lowest moment in life, nung nag-aaral po ako, so na-delayed po akong graduate. So yung family ko, yung relatives ko, kapitbahay namin, mga Marites, ayan. So, alam niyo po ba, lahat sila ina-expect ako na makagraduate on time. But sadly, may mga bagay talaga tayo na hindi kontrolado, even though ginagawa natin yung best natin. Hindi ako nakagraduate on time. So, alam niyo po yung feeling na failure ka, yung feeling na grabe, na-delay ka graduate, mauna pa sa'yo makagraduate yung mas bata sa'yo. So, every time na lumalabas ako sa labas, talagang nakayuko na lang ako kasi yung kapitbahay namin parang, kailan ka ka-graduate? So, alam niyo yun, yung gabi-gabi, umiiyak ako. Alam niyo yung feeling na parang na-stuck ka? Kasi parang kahit gawin mo lahat, bakit ganito? So, doon ko na na-realize that sometimes, rejection is redirection. So, grabe, sobrang nagpapasalamat ako ngayon na hindi ako nakagraduate on time because that led me to Candy the Sweet Goods. Yung mga darkest moment ko po na yun, as in, grabe, nung time na yun, sabi ko, grabe, hindi ako pwedeng pabigat sa family. Hiyang-hiya na ako, even kala mami, lagi nilang tinatanong, Candy, kailan ka graduate? Kaya yung ginawa ko po that time, nag-apply ako sa Milky Shop. So, nung, as in, sobrang desperado ko kasi hindi na ako makatulog, nag-apply ako sa Milky Shop, call center, at marami pang iba. So, lahat yun, wala pong tumawag sa akin. So, grabe, rejection agad. So, sabi ko, grabe, ang bobo mo, Candy. Yung tingin sa'yo ng mga tao, feeling nila, ang bobo mo. Pero sabi ko, no, Candy, you have to do something in your life. If you want to change your life, you have to change your perspective. Hindi pwedeng habang buhay kang ganito. So, sabi ko noon, I have to step forward. Kailangan, I have to do something. So, yung ginawa ko po, parang mahihain na estudyante. Sabi nga ni ate kanina, ininganyo kami ng mami ko. Ang tanga niyo din eh, sabi niya ganyan. Ba't hindi kayo magbenta? Ganun po kasi magsalita yung mom ko. So, ba't hindi kayo magbenta? Kikita pa kayo. So, boom, doon na pumasok sa akin. Wala namang tumanggap sa akin. So, why not itry ko yung pastillas? And marami pong nagtatanong sa amin, bakit sa dinami-dami ng negosyo, bakit pastillas? So, yun din po yung tanong niyo sa kanina. Palagi sa atin sinasabi, think outside the box. Pero ako yung tipo ng tao po na I don't think outside the box. Lagi sa atin sinasabi that nag-iisip ka outside the box. But I think of what I can do with the box. Diba? Mm-hmm. I don't think outside the box. I think what can I do with the box. So sabi ko, given na this box, yung pastillas na to, given na siya sa amin. So bakit pa ako lalayo? So sabi ko, itong pastillas business na to, pag sinimulan ko to, I want it to be something extraordinary. Kung magpapastillas business ako, ang duwang na ng industry ng pastillas, anong something bago? Kasi if you want to start a business, make sure that it's unique. So sa lahat po ng nakikinig dito, bago ka mag-start ng negosyo, you have to know your edge. Pag nagsimula ka ba ng negosyo, anong advantage mo sa market? So sabi ko noon, aminin man natin sa hindi, ang mga consumer, palagi yan naghahanap ng something bago. So tama po yan, wag na po natin i-deny, totoo yun. Pag may something bago, yun yung pinagkakaguluhan ng customer. So yun na po, yun na yung naging start ng negosyo ko. Sabi ko, start ko itong pastillas business na to, I will make it something extraordinary. So dahil arkitekto ko, mahilig ako sa art growing up. And nung bata ako, bigla akong naalala na mahilig talaga akong mag-clay. So di ba tayo, lahat po tayo na-experience mag-clay eh. So yung clay, nakita ko po siya na potential ng pastillas. So nung bata tayo, palagi tayong pinapagawa ng clay. If you can think something sa clay, you can make it eh. Horse, bahay, lahat. So sabi ko, itong dough ng pastillas, nasalat ko siya, para siyang clay. So bakit hindi ko gawin na yung pastillas is gawin ko siyang parang clay? That if you can think about something, you can make it as long as kaya mo siyang i-mold. So boom, doon na pumasok yung idea ko, ginanahan po ako. So sabi ko, eto na. Nilaunch ko po yung street food pastillas ko, sushi pastillas, lechon pastillas, and grabe, grabe po yung naging massive reaction ng mga customer as in nag- trending kami online without doing FB boosting ads. So grabe, sabi ko noon, etong pastillas, grabe pala talaga yung potential niya. So from the very start po na nag-start ako magnegosyo, nakabenta na ako ng tatlo. So sa lahat po ng nakikinig dito, always remember that sa negosyo, lahat yan nagsisimula sa isa. So palagi po natin tandaan yan, huwag kang parang ma-feel down dahil isa lang yung nabumili sa'yo, isa lang yung customer mo, mag-isa ka lang sa negosyo. Kahit isa pa lang yung nabebenta mo, always be thankful and grateful. Yan po yung natutunan ko sa pag-start ko ng negosyo. At least merong isa na naniniwala sa'yo. And that's the start of selling. So sabi ko po noon, ang pinaka naging motivation ko po kasi talaga sa pagne-negosyo kung bakit ko talaga ito pinursu is meron po kaming lola. So kami ni ate growing up, makalola po kami eh. And isang bagay na pinagsisisihan po naming dalawa is we started this pastillas business very late. Kasi sabi ko nga, mula bata kami, mayroon ang pastillas. Yung lola ko po, namatay siya nang wala kaming pampagamot. And yun yung isang hugot ko talaga sa pagne-negosyo. Napakahirap makita ng mahal mo sa buhay na hindi mo may pagamot kasi wala kang pera. Kasi aminin na po natin sa hindi, sobrang importante ng pera. Sabi nga po dun sa nabasa ko, money may not be the most important thing in the world, but it affects everything that is important. So sabi ko nun, Candy, you have to decide. Isaksak mo sa kokote mo na dapat hindi na yun maulit. So sabi ko, dalawang klase lang yung hirap sa mundo eh. It's either nahihirapan ka na yumayaman ka or nahihirapan ka dahil mahirap ka. Then Candy, choose your hard. So doon na po, yun na yung naging motivation ko na dapat magkaroon kami ng ganito because I really hate poverty. So kung makikita nyo po ngayon TikTok, i-visit nyo po sa lahat ng nakikinig po dito. I-visit nyo po yung TikTok namin, Candy the Sweet Goods main branch. And you'll be amazed kung paano yung ordinaryong pastillas na pagkain Pinoy. It turns out to be something extraordinary na ang daming humahanga. So kami po sa Candy the Sweet Goods, 11 time na po kami na feature sa iba't ibang TV program nationwide. So GMA, ABS at marami pa pong iba. So sabi nga ng kaibigan ko, Animal Planet na lang yung kulang. So imagine, all you have to do is to start. Yun nakakatuwa kasi yung nilalanglang lang din ang pastillas, who could have thought na magiging ganito siyang massive. So yun po, proud kami to say, me and my twin sister, na nabigyan po namin ng buhay yung isang pagkain Pinoy na nilalanglang lang. Ng mga karamihan. So, yun po, gusto namin.
Well, bravo, congratulations sa ating mga Pastillas, twin Pastillas queens. Marami pong bumabati sa inyo. Impage, no? I want to ask you two more questions. Pero maganda yung isang tanong ni Ms. Teresita Ventanilla. Yung tanong niya is, just to be clear, no, what makes your pastillas, kasi sinasabi namin lagi, you have to have an unfair advantage or a secret sauce or kaibahan ng pastillas ninyo. So just to be clear, kay Ms. Candy dito, what makes yours different is that it looks like different objects, ay ba tama ba? Mukhang...
Yes, opo. Yung advantage ko po siguro, and difference din namin, ako kasi siya po medyo nagpo-focus po siya sa mga kit product, pigs, panda. The Candy the Sweet Goods branch form company is focusing on creating very realistic product. Kung makikita niyo po yung Betamax hotdog, isaw pastillas, ang dami pong nagme-message sa amin. Alam niyo ba, Miss Candy, nung bumili ko sa inyo, nilagay ko sa lamesa, nagulat ako kasi sinawsaw sa suka nung mother ko, pinulutan nila.
Ayaw yung pastillas mo.
So imagine, ganun siya ka-realistic to the point na isasawsaw nila sa ketchup, sa suka. So yun po yung goal namin, to make realistic ramen, pastillas, tuhog-tuhog, sushi, lobster, lechon. So yun po yung pinagkaiba namin ng twin sister ko.
Okay. Si Cindy naman, may tanong ko para sa'yo. Kay Miss Cindy, okay. Sabi niya, na-attract siya sa nails mo. Totoo ba yung nails mo raw?
ano po siya? Acrylic, parang...
Oh, yan. Okay.
Ang ganda ba?
Very good. Talking about your products also as well. So, sinabi ni Candy nga sa kanya, mga realistic. Ikaw naman, what is your difference naman? Is it the mga cute products, pati yung mga iba't ibang variety or product line?
Okay. So, actually, guys, maraming nagtatanong sa amin na to sa TikTok, what makes your product different from others or sa mga produkto na nabibili sa palengke? So, don't get me wrong, pastillas in palengke is sobrang sarap niya, guys. Kasi yan yung naging paborito natin. What our advantage is, we innovate the traditional pastillas. So sabi nga ni Candy, sila, focus sila sa realistic product. Pero ako, guys, marami dito sa atin, we are living in an era na sobrang dami sa atin yung mahilig sa mga Koreans, sa mga, yung mga cute na products. Yung once you open the box, you'll feel, oh, ang cute naman ito. Parang, ang cute-cute niya, ganun. Kapag niregalo sa'yo, sa girlfriend mo, pag open mo ng box, OMG, sobrang cute. It feels like parang, it can replace a flower na parang, sabi nga nila, give something that you can actually eat. So, na-inspire ako sa mga Koreans or sa mga Pinterest na na tinitignan ko na yung mga cute na products is very lively talaga sila. Yung feeling na even your bad days, magiging good day siya. So, sabi ko nga, our products in CC Land is a perfect cure for a bad day. And also, we make sure that quality, best din siya, and also yung sarap, sobrang milky niya. And also, Sir RJ, hindi lang kami ngayon nakapokus sa pastillas, kundi we also have cookies, and we turn a cookies na then we call it cookies with the twist. So we make messy cookies, na trending sa TikTok, and also
mga... messy cookies?
Yes, messy cookies, Sir RJ. So, like this.
Makita mo sa akin ang messy cookie, gusto ko makita yung messy cookie na yan.
Actually, eto siya, messy. Ano ba ito i-open?
Ako, mahirap ang acrylic nails eh. Mahirap bukas ang acrylic.
Ayan. So, dito kami pinaka nag-trending din sa TikTok aside from pastillas namin. So, who would have thought na a messy cookies or a cookie business can go viral online? So, eto yung pastillas namin. Actually, wala pa siyang sticker. I-video ko sana siya kanina. So, this is your cookies. And then, binubuhusan namin siya ng melted chocolate. That's why it's called messy cookies.
Messy cookies.
And then, ayan, so we have red velvet and iba't ibang klase ng mga products pa. So nag-trending kami dito. So eto yung talagang, we sold around 100,000 tubs of this in just 2 months.
100,000 tubs of
yes,
messy cookies
in just 2 months. Resellers, distributors, e-commerce, Shopee. So ganun siya kalakas. Pero syempre, with this, marami din kaming failures na nangyari. So alam ko na yung mga nanonood dito, marami ding makakakita. So, pwede ko ba i-share, Sir RJ?
Sure. Kaya na yun, tanong ni Mr. Sita ulit. Gusto mag-order, pero taga Iligan City siya. But that's not the problem, because you can order on Shopee or Lazada. Di pa ba? Tama ako, di ba?
Actually, you can order on our Shopee and TikTok shop po. You can easily order. Before, mahirap maka-order sa CC Land kasi we are more on focus sa mga resellers. Pero ngayon, guys, i-click nyo lang yung yellow basket sa TikTok shop natin. Makaka-order na kayo agad and matitikman nyo yung sarap ng pastillas natin at yung ating messy cookies.
Okay. Itanong, gusto ko matanong na sana. Okay. I understand and I'm very impressed by what you're able to do. And you know, you've been able to sell at least up to 6 figures na, di ba, yung pagbibenta ninyo ng pastillas. Yes. My question naman is the sustainable competitive advantage. I mean, going longer term. Will going longer term means, okay, kunyari ako, marketing teacher or marketing mentor ako, sasabihin ko, okay, what will you do, Candy? Will you just keep on creating more realistic looking products? Or Cindy, or more trendy products? Because sometimes pag novelty, nawawala yung novelty, di ba?
Okay.
Nawawala yung novelty ng realistic looking products, nawawala yung novelty ng cute products. What will you do to continue innovating? Magkakaroon ba kayo ng improvement in the process, improvement in the quality, improvement in the product? What is going to be your sustainable competitive advantage moving forward? Candy, ikaw muna para sa pastillas.
Actually, sabi ko nga po, we never stop learning talaga. So even though nagka-trending kami sa TikTok, nag-viral, we never feel complacent na kontento kami po ng ganon. Kasi aminin na po natin sa hindi, ang mga tao may hangganan, nagsasawa't nagsasawa. So we have to accept that reality. Pero kami dito sa Candido Sweet Goods, sabi ko nga po, as in every day, we do some experiment and improvement na wag hindi lang tayo pwedeng mag-focus dito sa ganitong product. So we have to make it, kung na-upgrade natin siya ng ganito, kailangan i-upgrade natin siya ng mas mataas. So sabi ko nga regarding sa expiration, sa packaging, sa itsura, palagi yan, nag-offer po kami ng something bago, nag-innovate kami. And gaya nga nasabi ng sister ko, hindi lang po pastillas yung meron kami. So we try to add some palok na rin, mga makapuno. So marami pa pong iba. So when it comes sa ano naman yung sabi niyo po na syempre magsasawa po ikaw yung innovation, kung puro yun lang ibibigay namin. So we always make sure na ginugulat namin yung tao. Kasi minsan maraming mga tao iniisip po nila na yung mga product na gaya po na to, yung mga product po na eto po ah, yan po yung street food pastillas namin.
Wow!
So as you can see, mukha talaga po siyang totoo. Ayan. So ang dami po talaga natutuwa dito. We sold more than 50,000 street food alone pa lang po. So, ayan po siya. So, yung kinapakita po namin na handmade lang siya lahat. So, dun po mas na-amish yung tao. Wala kaming machine. Wala kaming any molding. So, handmade. So, yun po. Kung magsasawa po yung tao regarding dun, palagi kaming iisip na mas improve yung lasa. Kasi palagi po namin pinapakinggan yung mga customers' feedback. So, yun po. Siguro yun yung competitive edge na gugulatin namin tao. Maglo-launch po kami ng mas masarap, mas creative, mas magandang packaging, at yung mas masasatisfy po yung mga customers.
Got it. Cindy, ikaw naman, what's going to be your sustainable competitive advantage para sa produkto mo?
Ayun. So actually, Sir RJ, first, we are just focusing sa pastillas. Pero later on, I realized na, okay, I want to invade the world of sweets. That's why we call it Sisilang World of Sweets. Kasi nga, gusto namin, we become the world of sweets. So we are not just focusing ngayon sa pastillas. Marami kaming ginagawa at ilalabas na bagong produkto na gusto namin bigyan ng twist. Hindi lang sa pastillas, kundi sa cookies. Actually, maraming nagulat. So yung cookies na yan, marami ding mga cookies na mga cute cookies na mukhang bear and whatsoever. And one thing siguro na magiging advantage namin even in the future is we are living in a discovery feed before or naka-base lang tayo sa news feed. Pero ngayon, we rely more on na sa TikTok. Maraming tao yung tumatambay sa TikTok. And isa sa mga bagay na maipagmamalaki natin or what makes us trending is we show people behind the scene. Kasi nga, people nowadays, they are craving to be entertained. Marami kaming product na ilalabas pero kung hindi namin ipapakita sa tao yung story, paano ba namin nag-come up sa product na to? For example, Sir RJ, nag-trending tong messy cookies namin sa TikTok kasi we show people paano ba namin ginagawa process by process yung paggawa namin ng messy cookies. Marami dito yung magsasabi, bakit yung pinapakita yan, gagayahin nila yan? Guys, ganun naman talaga eh. Hindi naman din ako yung naka-inventong gumawa ng cookies. Marami yung gumagawa ng cookies pero I want guys to share my journey sa aming mga viewers, paano ba namin ginagawa itong cookies. So isa siguro sa magiging sustainable namin is we will listen to our customer, we will continue to improve and to offer new product that will make them smile. So product na hindi lang siya ordinary, kundi bibigyan namin ng twist from cookies or kung sa susunod, maglalabas na din kami ng mga salty na product. So yun po, sir.
Really interesting. I like both of your stories. I'm very inspired by you. Actually, marami din ako natutunan. I'm a marketing guy, but I'm getting to see right yung iba't-ibang different opportunities kung paano mag-isip yung ating mga Gen Z customers on how to market, especially online. So, thanks so much. No? Really great insight para sa akin. Ah, ito naman, no? I'm sure marami rin kayong, kayong dalawa ay speakers kayo para sa New Bold University.
Yes.
Meron ba kayong, New Bold University parang is a place where you go to learn from other entrepreneurs. Ako ba ay dumaan rin sa New Bold bago kayo naging speaker dyan? At anong natutunan ninyo? What are your biggest takeaways?
Yes, actually, Sir RJ, dumaan talaga kami. And we are so happy that dumaan kami sa New Bold U. Para sa mga hindi nakakaalam dito, we are the perfect product ng New Bold U. So
yes,
kami yung living testimony that New Bold U is grabe yung impact niya sa amin. So New Bold U is a pop-up campus or university wherein hindi siya yung kagaya ng iniisip natin na school. Kasi nga, guys, we are living in an era na parang we are living in a fairy tale.
nabuhay tayo at rename tayo na kapag kailangan mo dito sa buhay na mag-aral kang mabuti, graduate ka, pagka-graduate mo ng school, maghanap ka ng trabaho, magbayad ka ng utang, magpatayo ka ng bahay, and the cycle repeats itself. And akala natin pagka-graduate natin ng school, yayaman na tayo. Akala natin we will be living a fairy tale life. And NBU, I'm so thankful dahil nandyan yung NBU. NBU breaks that barrier na etong NBU na to ay hindi siya yung typical na school na makikita natin. Kasi this NBU will transform you or unleash your potential. Imagine, kapag umattend ka ng NBU, you are surrounded with people with the same mindset. Sabi nga nila, when you want to be successful, surround yourself with people with the same mind. Or makipag-hangout ka sa mga tao na nandun na sa gusto mong puntahan. So here in NBU, you will be having a mentor na real-life mentors, people with same result or people with result na talaga siya. So imagine, i-break na yung barrier and marami kang matututunan sa mga mentors na to. Kung talaga namang maia-apply mo. Nung umatend nga kami ng NBU, sabi ko sa sarili ko, OMG, eto yung kabog ng dibdib na gusto kong maramdaman. Yung kabog ng dibdib na para kang sinindihan ng apoy na boom. Na para kang nagsanggoko, ganon. Ganon yung feeling. Kasi nga imagine yung mga teachers mo, Steve C, yung mga iba't ibang mga CEO, wherein hindi sila nagpapayabangan. They are willing to share their knowledge. And eto na talaga guys, yung school na perfect kung saan gusto mo talagang makapulot ng so many lessons in life, knowledge wherein maia-apply mo talaga sa totoong buhay. Kasi nga guys, technology is improving and eto sumulpot yung NBU at ang dami niya natulungan. Kagaya namin, umattend kami sa NBU before na sobrang dami namin doubt sa sarili namin. Though we have resellers and distributors, pero after namin umattend sa NBU, ginamit namin yung mga natututunan namin sa NBU. Don't take this wrong, pero sabi nga nila, knowledge is power, pero hindi ako naniniwala doon. Knowledge is not power, but applied knowledge, that's power. And yan yung ituturo nila sa'yo sa NBU, na hindi lang basta dito natatapos sa NBU, you have to apply. So yun nga guys, attend kayo ng NBU, sobrang dami yung matututunan talaga guys.
So just in case lang, for those who want to attend New Bold University, let's flash on screen again, Julio, how to attend NBU. Let's show the website over here, that's newboldu.com, again, newboldu, newboldu.com. And you can also visit their Facebook page, which is facebook.com/newboldu. Ito naman, what was your learnings as well, Candy, over here? Ano learnings mo sa NBU?
Yes, actually, sobrang dami ko po talagang learning sa NBU. From the very start po na umattend ako ng NBU, New Bold University, as in, talagang grabe, makita ko pa lang siya noon, nung online pa lang po, nung kumapog talaga yung dibdib ko. And hindi ako nagkamali because I learned a lot. So sabi ko nga, isang bagay siguro na natutunan ko sa NBU is doon ko na-realize na yung fullest potential pala natin, dapat mas inilalabas natin eh. So dati sabi ko nga, isang bagay po na na-realize ko talaga na kung anong natatanaw mo, yun yung dulo mo. And this NBU, this pop-up school, made me realize na nung umattend po ako ng NBU, eto lang yung natatanaw ko eh. Dahil yun yung magiging dulo ko, kung ano lang yung kaya kong tanawin. Pero because of NBU, yung natanaw ko, yung nakita ko na pwedeng maging ako, grabe. Dun ko na-realize na si Candy, pwede pala siyang maging gaya nila Steve C. Pwede pala tayong maging mas magaling sa buhay, mas maging better entrepreneur. And dun ko mas na-realize po na hindi yung pagninegosyo, hindi lang pala siya about sa pagkita. Na dun ko po pinangako talaga sa sarili ko that I have to earn while making an impact. So sabi ko, itong mga nakatayo na to sa harap namin, grabe, they are making an impact, they are inspiring us, and gusto ko din maging ganun po ako. And yun po, isang bagay din na masasabi ko po sa lahat ng nanonood dito, please attend NBU. Sa mga ngayon pa lang po nalaman yung NBU, grabe, worth million peso yung matututunan mo dito. It's a 4-day event na kung saan yung matututunan mo dito is katumbas na siya ng 1 year. Sabi nga, if you have a million or billion peso vision, don't surround yourself with a set mind or yung mga sentimong pag-iisip lang. So dapat sa NBU, dito natin mararanasan po that we are surrounded with people with the same mindset, right mindset, na kung saan mga dreamers. So napakasarap sa feeling na nasusurround po natin yung sarili natin ng ganun and we can learn a lot dun sa mga tao po na yun. So yun po, surround yourself with positive people And yun yung isang bagay talaga na matututunan ko na nailabas ng NBA yung fullest potential ko. Mas tumaas yung goal ko. Yun po.
Gusto mong dumagdag, Cindy? Oo.
Hindi po, ayun. Attending NBU po, you will really learn and unlearn things. Akala ko matutunan lang ako. Pero marami din pala akong mga bagay na dapat i-unlearn and to learn. Exactly. Yan ang ituturo sa'yo ng NBU. Marami kang bagay na matututunan at marami ka ding bagay na ma-unlearn. Imagine sa apat na sulok ng corners kapag tumingin ka, kapag umaten ka sa NBU, you are surrounded with passionate people. So sabi nga nila, Dreamers. This is the gathering of the passionate people. If you want to be successful in life, one of the secrets is to surround yourself with the people with the same mindset kung paano ka mag-isip. Bakit ka pupunta sa mga tao na alam mo na hindi mo naman kasi mindset? And sa NBU, that space, every people there is naiintindihan ka, makaka-relate ka, and also tutulungan ka nila kung paano mo ma-achieve or mas mailalabas yung potential mo as a business owner. So nakakatuwa, imagine, Nina Elaine of Coloret, Steve T, marami pang iba, nakasama mo lang sa isang kwarto. And that,
billionaires.
So yun, surround yourself, hang out with people kung saan, sabi nga nila, the fastest way to change yourself is to hang out with people who is there na sa gusto mong puntahan. So NBU is the key, guys. Promise, you will learn a lot. So NBU help us. Sabi ko nga kay Sir Ralph, lagi ko sinasabi, hi Sir Ralph, kung mapapanood mo to, lagi ko sa kanyang sinasabi that I'm so thankful sa NBU kasi nilabas niya yung potential namin. Pero sabi ko nga, hindi lang ituturo sa NBU na lahat ng mga maririnig mo doon, yun na yun. You have to also cooperate, of course, yourself. Kasi knowledge is not power. Huwag tayong maniwala that knowledge is power. Applied knowledge, that's power. Kailangan mong i-apply lahat.
I love that. Applied knowledge, that is true power over there.
Yes. Applied knowledge, that's
execution.
Power.
Execution is most important, not just ideation.
Yes, you have to execute.
Tama. Even you have thousands of ideas, if you don't know how to execute or if you don't execute agad, guys, you're just hallucinating.
I like that. You're just hallucinating.
Yes, you're just hallucinating. Pero NBU, guys, promise, marami kayong magiging teacher, real-life mentors kung saan ituturo sa inyo and i-break yung fairy tale kung saan tayo nabubuhay. So marami tayong matututunan in life, marami ka din ma-learn and ma-unleash mo talaga yung potentials mo. So there, we are inviting you guys na habol pa kayo. I think pwede pa atang humabol sa NBU. So NBU, yan yung isang bagay na ipagpapasalamat nyo na natagpuan nyo at paulit-ulit kayong babalik. Kasi guys, hindi lang pala kayo matututo dito. Yung network nyo, lalaki. Marami kayong makikilala, mga kaibigan nyo, natutulungan kayo. Ang dami namin dun guys nakilala na mga friends na talaga naman hanggang ngayon friends pa namin.
Friend pa namin.
Yun pa lang guys, sobrang worth it na yung network na makukuha nyo.
Papalakihin yung network.
Yes.
Yeah, so like they say, your network is your net worth.
So, yes, tama po yun.
As we start closing this seminar here today, as we start closing this really fantastic podcast, ladies, I'm sorry, I wish we had more time, but last tips na lang. Marami mga entrepreneurs na inspire na sa inyong dalawa, but what are you just maybe two or three key management hacks, management tips that you want to grow, to give tips to people who want to grow their business? What is your tips for them? Candy, magsimula tayo sa'yo. Anong management tips mo to grow your business?
Management tips
on how to grow your business, yung management tips.
Okay. So, para po sa akin, the management tips talaga na masasabi ko po sa inyo is you have to tell your story. Because naniniwala po ako, and I'm a believer that people buy story, you have to entertain them. Sa panahon natin ngayon, napakalaking problema po talaga kung mahirap ka. Dahil grabe, andito na lahat ng opportunity po. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Shopee. So all you have to do na lang talaga is to market yung product, post it online, and tell your story. Napaka-importante sa lahat po ng mga nakikinig dito. Always remember that show your story. Palagi po dapat na pag nagpo-post ka, you have to engage, ipakita mo yung behind the scene mo. Hindi importante na nagpo-post ka lang ng product eh. Ang tao curious po yan. You have to involve them sa kung anong binibenta mo. And gusto ko pong sabihin sa lahat ng nakikinig dito, everything starts with one. So please, please don't be encouraged if you only have one client, if you only have one product na nabenta. Just go with the flow. trust the process, and ganyan po talaga yung negosyo. So, kailangan mo yan and do the marketing ng tama. Because marketing is passion romance para po sa akin. You have to woo your customer. Kasi pag nagmamarket ka, parang kang nandiligaw ng customer. You have to woo them. Make sure na may in-love sila sa product mo. And show your story. As in, araw-araw na story. So yun yung secret ko po ng pagmamanage is araw-araw pinapakita po namin kung paano talaga ginagawa yung produkto ni Candy the Sweet Goods. And doon, mas nararamdaman namin na naisasama namin sila sa story. Mas na-engage po sila. So, ayun po. So, yun lang, sweeties, are mga nakikinig for viewers natin ngayon. So, please, be encouraged. Take risk. Mag-take lang kayo ng risk every time. Mas nakakatakot hindi mag-take ng risk because you will stay the same. So, yun po.
Thanks so much, Candy Esmundo. Cindy, what are your final tips on how to grow your business?
Ayan. So marami actually, sobrang dami naming tips kung susumahin siguro namin based on our experience. Pero paiitiin ko na lang. Gusto ko lang sabihin sa mga nanonood dito wherein kung gusto nyo mag-start ng business, gusto ko lang sabihin that you don't need to feel confident to start. You need to start to feel confident. So baliktad kasi, akala nga iba kailangan ko muna maging confident to start. No! You have to start to feel confident. And lagi kang magtiwala sa sarili mo. Lagi ko itong sinasabi that isa sa mga key to success is to believe in yourself. Dahil kapag naniwala ka sa sarili mo, you are halfway there. Nasa kalagitnaan ka na agad eh. Wag mong intindihan kung hindi sa'yo naniniwala yung nanay mo, tatay mo, kaibigan mo, or kahit sino pa man dyan, ang kailangan mo ay maniwala ka sa sarili mo. When it comes to managing naman, or kung paano mo mag-grow yung business mo, pinaka-importante din is to find the right people. Pero bago mo mahanap yung mga right people or yung mga team mo or yung mga backbone mo, be the right people for them. Kasi doon, kapag ikaw yung right people, mahahanap mo yung mga right people na para sa'yo. Or lagi kang mag-build na hindi ka lang basta mag-build, mag-hire ng employee. Hire an employee that will grow you to the future or makakasama mo sa future. And also, maximize the use of social media. We are living in an era na nasa social media na tayo. Everything is nasa social media. Pero isang bagay na maititip ko sa inyo, kung wala pa kayong TikTok, guys, die. Before it's too late, go or run to TikTok. Dahil TikTok, eto na yung bagong pan-viral video in TikTok, it can triple you. Dahil nangyari yan sa amin. Kapag nagba-viral yung video namin, it triple us. Grabe, magugulat ka na lang talaga sa result. So, simulan mo na mag-TikTok, huwag kang matakot. Lagi ko nga itong sinasabi, you don't have to feel confident to start. You have to start to feel confident. Hindi siya madali, marami at first, mahihirapan ka. Kasi nga, you need to go out of your comfort zone. Kung meron ka, kung sa Facebook ka lang nagre-rely ngayon, kailangan mo din mag-rely at lumabas, i-try mo yung TikTok dahil ito yung fastest way to grow your business. So, dalawang bagay nga lang yan eh, evolve or repeat. If you repeat yung kung ano yung ginagawa mo ngayon, you will have the same result. Kapag naman nag-evolve ka, go out of your comfort zone, run to TikTok, and start nyo na yung make content. Kapag may product ka, show behind the scene kung paano yung ginagawa. And also, tell your story. And kapag yan, wag mo lang i-goal na basta kikita ka. Lagi mong i-goal is to earn while making an impact kasi yan yung ginagawa namin. So, yun lang, guys. Don't be afraid. Failure is the tuition you pay for success. Huwag kang matakot like mag-upa.
Sabi nga ni Jack
Ma, sabi nga ni Jack Ma, huwag kang matakot kung madapa. If you fall, stand up. If you fall, stand up. Okay lang yan, guys. Kasi nga ako, later on, na-realize ko, Sir RJ, na kaya pala ako maraming beses nadapa. Kasi hinanda pala ako. Ano na ma-share ko yung story ko? Because failure is the best foundation for a great story. So kaya pala ako na-experience ko yung mga bagay na yon. Kasi pala magagamit ko siya ngayon to inspire other people with my story na kahit nasa lowest point ka, pwede kang bumangon kasi nagawa ko. Kung nagawa ko, kaya nyo din, guys.
What a great story. Again, maraming salamat, Cindy and Candy. You've inspired so many people na nakikinig sa akin, RJ Ledesma Podcast. Hindi lang para mag-attend ng New Bolt University, kundi maging entrepreneurs themselves.
Yes. At
nakikita natin sometimes maging isang entrepreneur ay hindi yung pinag-aaralan, kundi sometimes sa sitwasyon, sa buhay.
You will learn from the process.
You will learn from the process. And failure, again, is just part of the failure is just part of the whole entrepreneurial journey. So again, thank you so much, Cindy Torres. Thank you so much, Candy Esmundo. We will see you guys in NBU March 1 to 4. Let's just show one more time on the screen. That's newboldu.com and www.facebook.com/newboldu. Again, this is RJ Ledesma. We will see you in the next RJ Ledesma podcast. Thanks so much, guys. Have a great night ahead.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Sir RJ. So the viewers.
Sir RJ, maraming salamat.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.